Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2.25 cents, July wheat down 2 cents, and July beans down 4.75 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down $1.04 a barrel. We're trading at $43.40. This is the lowest level in crude oil since April of 2016. The metals are just slightly lower here this morning. Overnight, a lot of pressure, despite the fact that the wheat ratings and the spring wheat took another 4% hit. Minneapolis was up better part of 17 cents at one point, only closed about 5 higher, but it's a very light trade there in the evening. Chicago was 7 cents higher at one point, or a nickel, about 7 cents higher in Chicago. We closed it lower. Corn closed on its lows, beans on its lows. Again, they look like they put in more rains and cooler temp in the forecast out here, and everything just kind of fell out of bed in the last hour or two. I would expect to see, obviously, lower openings here this morning. We're at that time of year where if we're getting rains and cooler temperatures, despite what the crop ratings are telling us, you know, things are going to improve out here. The corn was down 1% last night, which is a surprise. We still have several states that are well under a year ago, which is helping support corn to some degree. But I still think when it's all said and done, we're not looking at trend line yields out here for the time being. But in the meantime, until we get the acreage report at the end of the month, I think we're going to see lower corn acres there. It's hard to think what's going to rally the corn. I think we're going to see more bean acres, so I think that's going to be a problem, particularly as the ratings increase in the beans. The beans were up 1 percentage point overnight. They were supported early by the wheat prices, but with the wheat backing off here quite a bit, you know, I think we're going to see lower prices here. So it's really a game of when we get these good forecasts of rain and cooler temperatures, we're going down. When they take the rain and add some heat, we go up. It's just that simple till we get to the June 30th report. Now, we're not even at summer yet. We're a day or two away from summer officially beginning. But the fact of the matter is we don't see any major threats out there for the time being. And, you know, if we get rains in July, we're going to push this thing a lot lower. So I would implore you, as I always do, to have put protection on, hope for the best. But, you know, certainly these markets are showing some weakness here we really don't want to see. Longer term, I'm pretty bullish the wheat, but corn and beans for the time being couldn't have some problems. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.